This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy And now more than 342,000 people have died globally from COVID-19. In the United States, that figure is more than 97,000. The number of infections globally is well over 5.3 million worldwide and more than 1.6 million in the U.S. President Donald Trump played golf at one of his courses at the start of the Memorial Day weekend as he urged states to reopen after coronavirus-related lockdowns. Yet many Americans remain cautious. In California, many businesses and recreational activities opened, but officials in Los Angeles County say they will maintain tight restrictions until July 4th. And some religious leaders have taken issue with Mr. Trump's declaration that houses of worship should resume in-person services this weekend. Citing a threat of the coronavirus from Mexico, the Trump administration banned hundreds of thousands of people from crossing the southern border with emergency measures that prohibit non-essential traffic and rejects asylum seekers without a hearing. At least one American border region is experiencing a spike in hospitalizations that some believe is driven by American citizens who live in Mexico coming to the U.S. for care. But in Tijuana and other Mexican border cities, many doctors, health officials, and ordinary citizens worry about the disease coming south from the U.S. The daily death rate attributable to the coronavirus continues to fall in New York. The state on Saturday reported its lowest number in weeks in what Governor Andrew Cuomo described as a critical benchmark. The death tally peaked at 799 on April 8th. The death rate is considered a lagging indicator and has remained stubbornly high, even amid other signs of encouragement. Also, Cuomo signed an order late Friday allowing people to assemble in groups of 10 or fewer if they stay at least 6 feet apart. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's divisive top aide, Dominic Cummings, has been accused of breaking lockdown rules in late March by traveling 250 miles with his wife, who was ill with COVID-19, to be near his parents. But the British Prime Minister resisted to sack Cummings, one of the most powerful members of his government. A polarizing figure, Cummings masterminded the 2016 Leave campaign to take the UK out of the European Union. Johnson imposed a strict lockdown on March 23rd and 4 days later announced he himself had tested positive, after which Cummings was seen running away from Downing Street. Johnson's office says his advisor's actions were in line with the government guidelines to avoid non-essential travel and that he made the journey to ensure his young son could properly be cared for. Since his wife had COVID-19 and was likely he'd get it too, the Prime Minister's office said at the time Cummings was self-isolating at home. Hong Kong police have fired volleys of tear gas in a popular shopping district as thousands took to the streets to march against China's proposed tough national security legislation for the city. Pro-democracy supporters have sharply criticized China's proposals to enact a national security law that would ban secessionist and subversive activity, as well as foreign interference in terrorism. Critics say it goes against the one country, two systems framework that promises the city freedoms not found on the mainland. On Sunday afternoon, crowds of protesters dressed in black gathered in the Causeway Bay, a popular shopping district, to protest the proposed legislation. The bill would bypass the city's legislature and make it possible for Chinese agents to arbitrarily arrest people. Funerals were held for those killed in a plane crash over the Pakistani city of Karachi as the death toll rose to 97. There were two survivors. The plane crash landed in a densely populated area of Karachi, but no details on the ground were reported. Officials at the black box flight recorder has been recovered from the wreckage of Friday's disaster. The head of Pakistan's International Airlines said the pilot's last message indicated a technical problem. The Taliban declared a three-day Eid al-Fitr ceasefire in Afghanistan starting Sunday via a tweet on Saturday from the hardline Islamist group. And the country's president said the government would reciprocate. Who came as fighting between the two sides had intensified despite the coronavirus pandemic. Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani welcomed the Taliban ceasefire and the announcement and extended the offer of peace. He said as commander-in-chief, he's instructed the Afghan National Defense and Security Forces to comply with a three-day truce and defend only if attacked. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello, this is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from my home studio in Washington, D.C. I've got an amazing show for you coming up in just a minute. Here's what's in store. First of all, for everyone celebrating the end of Ramadan, Mabruk El Eid. Second, because it's Eid al-Fitr, most of today's music and feature stories are connected to it. The playlist is songs by artists from countries or regions where Islam is the predominant religion. And reporters Bill Odidi and Samed Gaida both bring us special features from Kenya and from Ghana, respectively, that show how people are celebrating Eid al-Fitr this year, musically. It's certainly different than any other year because of COVID-19. In the middle of the hour, we depart from the Islamic holiday spirit for a couple of songs, plus Song of the Week, which is Sudden by Nigerian singer Tekno. But then we return and round out the hour with more music celebrating Eid al-Fitr. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the music. Kicking things off, it's with a heavy heart that I play this 1987 global hit, Yeke Yeke, by world music legend Mori Kante. The song is so happy and upbeat, but the news is so sad because Kante passed away earlier this week. The Ghanaian singer, griot, and multi-instrumentalist died in hospital in the capital of Guinea-Conakry. Sources say that his death was the result of untreated chronic health problems. Well, because of travel restrictions due to the coronavirus, Kante was actually unable to seek treatment in France, stuck basically in Conakry. He was 77 years old. Yeke Yeke was Europe's number one hit back in 1987 and 88 at the beginning of Kante's career, and it was the first ever African single to sell over 1 million copies. You may be gone, Mr. Kante, but your music lives on forever.
Down.
right. Hello, I'm Heather Maxwell, and this is Music Time in Africa. We just heard Yeke Yeke by Mori Kante, who sadly passed away May 22nd in Conakry, Guinea. May his soul rest in peace. Happy Eid al-Fitr. This is Wakar Sala from Nigeria with a song especially for this festive time of the year. Sala sings in Hausa, "Fellow Nigerians, let's look up. Today is Eid Day. Everyone you see today's happy. The day's worthy of celebration, so let's use its teachings and spread it far and wide." That was Nigeria by Wakar Sala, wishing everyone a happy Eid Day. Hello, this is Heather Maxwell. We're all about Eid al-Fitr today, so next up, an international Eid song by singer Shireen Khan. Now, she is from Suriname. That's a small country on the northeastern coast of South America, but of Indian ancestry. And after this song, a special feature from Tamale, Ghana by reporter Samet Gaida. Ooh, Music Time in Africa.
Hi, Heather Maxwell. Hope you and everyone are doing well. Today on our report, Music Time in Africa stormed the homes of musicians in Tamale, made a call to musicians in Upper East and Upper West of Ghana to find out how they intend to celebrate this year's Eid al-Fitr. Its celebration every year is characterized with events, concerts, and parties, which engages most musicians in Ghana. COVID-19, however, has changed things this year. With just a day or 2 days to Eid al-Fitr, I decided to visit some musicians to find out how they intend to celebrate the festival this year. My first visit was the house of reggae pioneer in Tamale, Abu Sadiq.
Hello, music lovers. This is Abu Sadiq from the north, one of the reggae musicians.
How different is this year's Eid al-Fitr going to be from the previous years?
This year is not going to be easy because of the coronavirus. We are just going to stay at home and then celebrate it in a way. I know I'm going to celebrate it with my family at home. Yes, there's going to be food in the house just to share among the family and then the neighbors. I know there will be food sharing. Yes, that is the only thing that we can do. But coming together to pray as the congregation, that one, I don't think it will happen this year.
So, musically, what's your latest project?
I want to come out with an album with 8 songs. And so far, I've done about 5 songs, remaining 3 songs. But the latest, the current one, is the Corona song that I just wrote, which is still not released, but I'll release it maybe in not long. I'll release it very soon.
I also visited the studio of one of the greatest music band in Ghana, Savannah Echoes Band.
Mahama. The band is Savannah Echoes Band.
The Eid al-Fitr is just around the corner. How do you intend to celebrate it this year since there's no show or event for you?
Actually, this one, we haven't planned for it. We are rather planning for the next event. I mean, Eid al-Adha.
My name is Tairu A. Sadiq, alias Bena. I'm the drummer of the band. We wish to celebrate the Eid al-Fitr nicely, but because of the COVID-19, I think we will be in our house, our homes, with our families, and celebrate it in their house. Yeah.
I spoke to Ibrahim Badingo in Upper West of Ghana and Stivo Atambiri of Upper East on phone.
You know, Ibrahim Badingo is the name Afropop reggae artist from Ghana. Yeah. To all the music lovers listening, you know, Rastafari.
How do you intend to celebrate this year's Salah, Ibrahim Badingo?
We'll be having a visual concert in Northern TV. In Tamale there. So,
okay, so you're going to have a virtual concert?
Yes, right.
On a TV station? Oh,
yeah. Okay. Hello, listeners. This is your boy, STEVO Stivo Atambiri from the Upper East of Ghana.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My God, where are the followers? Baba God, we are following, no go make a fall. My God, we are following, no go make a fall. Baba God, we are following, no go make a fall. If I'm hungry, when I ask, he they give me food and meat. If I'm thirsty, when I ask, he they send me food to one. If I'm sick, when I ask, he they treat me well, well.
All right, so yes. Stivo, how do you intend to celebrate the Eid al-Fitr this year?
Yeah, normally, you know, we're going to visit our friends, our Muslim friends. I'm not a Muslim, but, you know, I used to do these things.
Okay.
Like play with them, hang up with them, do a lot of things with them. But, you know, this COVID-19 pandemic has caused a lot of, you know, damages of everything. Mm. So what we plan to do this time is like, okay, I will just make a live concert for all my friends, my Muslim friends to enjoy. That is what I'm thinking of doing for this video.
This is
Red
Kwala.
Well, as you heard, most of the musicians I visited or spoke to are either going to celebrate this year's Eid al-Fitr with a plate of rice and chicken at home with family, or organize a virtual concert to entertain and engage their fans. But for me, I'm going to put on my dancing shoes and jam to the virtual concerts with my family at home. Over to you, Heather Maxwell.
Bring your dancing shoes. Well, thank you for that report from Tamale, Ghana. I wish you and your family the very best, most danceable and delightful virtual Eid celebration, Samed. Hello, everybody. I hope you're enjoying the show so far. We've got two more awesome Eid-inspired songs coming right up. And then Song of the Week by Tekno with Kwame Ofori joining me. All that right after this.
Music time in Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
All right, so now back to the music. Maher Zain, born July 16, 1981, is a Swedish R&B singer and songwriter and music producer of Lebanese origin. This is his song Anta Salam, which means God, you are peace. It was released in 2020, especially for Ramadan.
There's something on my mind. I just can't get it right, can't get it right. It doesn't go away, doesn't go away. Try to ignore it. I just want peace of mind. I want peace of mind. I feel like breaking down time after time, and it keeps coming back, always coming back. Hey, all my life, doubting was a part of me. Day and night, I fight my insecurities, asking why am I, who am I? I just want some peace.
hands ease. Make the stress go away, go away.
Number what the number sell to number you, yeah. Chenko no. Hello, world. My name is Buyala, the lioness of Africa, and you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heta Maxwell. Keep it locked.
And now, a brand new dramatic duet by Asma Lam Nawar and featuring Hatim Amor. One YouTube enthusiast for the video translated the lyrics from Arabic to English, and with a few of my own edits, I'm going to read it for you. So Hatim sings to Asma, who is Haina in the song, and that's the title of the song. He says, "What are you having for dinner tonight?" And she sings, "Oh, my dinner's just some crumbs, and I'm sleeping between my little girls. The story, the struggle is long." Hatim, "Why are you so sad?" Asma, "This is what life decided for me, and I've accepted my lot. I have little means, no reach." Hatim, "Oh, you've been downtrodden and oppressed. Who else feels your pain? Oh, you who are so maltreated." Asma, "Nobody cared about my misfortune, but instead stepped even more on my injury and my sorrow." Hatim, "Oh, Haina, Haina, be patient and steadfast, because God will not leave you. No matter how long you must endure, know that there's still good hidden and waiting for you." Asma concludes the song by saying, Oh, I'm patient and I'm steadfast, because everything is accounted for with the Almighty God. I leave everything in your hands, oh God. I'm satisfied and pleased with my destiny."
هينا واش عشاك الليلة واش
ورا عشايا غير بتات ورقادي بالبنات الحكاية راه طويلة
هينا واش علاش انتي في الهم علاش
هكدا علي الدنيا حكمات وردت باللي تقسمات راني غكلت الحيلة
معانت مسكين الظلم والحقر خاطرها اليوم مكسور شكون يحس بحالك مظلومة بين الناس
يا حتى واحد فيهم معذرني كل شي على جرحي داس
يا هينا وهينا
زال الخير مخبي ليك
يا صبرا وصابرا كل شي عند الله محسوب رميت انا الاحمال لعبي هاي نبي لديك راضية بالمكتوب الحكاية طويلة
هيا واش واش عشاك الليلة واش قالك تعشايا غير فتات ورقادي باللبنات الحكاية طويلة هيا واش واش عشاك الليلة واش ولا عشايا غير فتات
And that was Haina by Asma Lamnawar and Hatim Amor from Morocco. Hello, this is Heather, and now it's time to get on video chat with Kwame Ofori, who's at his home, and as you know, I'm in mine in Washington, D.C., for...
And this is the song of the week.
All right. Hey, Kwame.
Hey, Heather. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing great.
Great? Wow. Are you sure?
You it's just a change, that. Huh? It's a change from all the craziness. Well, you have to live it up. I mean, you can't let Corona put you down.
That's true. Yeah, but how are you living it up, for real?
Well, staying safe and making sure I sleep, eat well, and wash my hands.
Okay, good. Yeah, all right. Yeah. That's, yeah, you do look like you're eating well. No, just kidding.
Wow.
Anyway, all right. Hey, everybody. So Kwame and I are together now again virtually, and we've got this amazing song. I just love it, by Tekno from Nigeria. It's called Sudden.
Tekno doesn't have any bad songs. Like, all of our listeners should point me to a bad Tekno song, and then it will be a fight.
Well, I think you're right. So let's listen to this one.
No be today, my people they suffer.
No be today.
I say you don't take my people they suffer.
Oh, it's not by hard work, but man go get money. Yeah, but man go get money. I be you never hear how much they pay police to carry gun and stand for street. From the gear I got to.
Okay, so I have watched several of the various versions of this video and listened to the lyrics. And what I really like is that he speaks for the common man in Nigeria. You know, the person that's just trying to work hard and make money, but they're not getting anywhere. That's kind of the status quo. But Kwame, the title of the song is All of a Sudden, All of a Sudden.
All of a Sudden.
My pigeon is not that great, so I keep trying to figure out, what is he talking about? All of a sudden, what? Do you understand?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Ghanaian pigeon and Nigerian pigeon are close cousins, so I generally understand or understood what he was saying.
What the f*** do I know for me? I'm just a musician.
So for him, Tekno is really commenting on how things have been so bad, and all of a sudden, with Corona, he mentions Koro Koro. That's like the local slang for Corona in Nigeria and Ghana. Yes. The government or powers that be is able to raise 2 million or, you know, 40 billion, I think, yeah.
40 billion is nothing for them.
Why do you wait for a pandemic to hit before you raise that kind of money when people are suffering daily, before Corona or even after Corona, that's if things don't change?
Many people can't work to change. Tell me who is their support when they laugh.
Interesting. That's deep.
More why I love techno. is so good.
Every day, no umbrella. And all of a sudden, 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 2 billion is nothing for them. All of a sudden, 40 billion is nothing for them.
All right, well, so that was Techno, and the song is called Sudden, meaning all of a sudden, koro koro. See, you taught me something there, Kwame. You and Techno, both of you guys taught me that. I love that. I didn't know. Koro koro means coronavirus.
Yes.
Great song.
I definitely love the song. Techno, just keep doing what you're doing. Keep producing hits, man, and we'll forever be fans of Techno.
Yeah. All right, I'm Heather Maxwell.
I'm Mr. Santi.
And what was that, Kwame?
Song of the
Week.
Nice.
See you next week, Kwame.
See you.
All right. So remember how I said at the top of the hour that after Song of the Week, we were going to move out of Eid al-Fitr mode for a couple of songs before diving back in to round out the hour. Well, now is the time, people. Ghanaian reggae artist and activist Rocky Dawuni just released the visuals to his song called Champion Arise. Now, that song's on his 2019 album, Beats of Zion. Rocky just keeps releasing new videos to songs from that album, and they're all great. So watching this video got me to really listen to the song again. It's so beautiful, we just gotta listen to it.
Spiritual warfare.
Coming with another spiritual war.
Fight on, fight on.
The champion arrives.
That was Rocky Dawuni with Champion Arise. Hey, everybody, this is Heather Maxwell. It's Music Time in Africa. Now, in just a minute, we're going to turn back to our Eid al-Fitr focus with that second interview by Bill Odidi in Kenya and then some more music. But before we do that, let's enjoy this first official 2020 single by Malawian gospel artist Patience Namadingo. Now, the song is called Mapulani, which means plants. And it's the story of this young, carefree guy who's got no plans for his life until he meets the girl of his dreams. Guess what? He suddenly has a plan. It's her. And he carefully explains all of his plans to her up until their wedding day, including what they're each going to wear.
Mana iwendi inde onandi kusanja mapulani kunonde kumbali baby tini awiri ndiko tsitsa mfundo manifesto koma ndikangolo amuboma lako sinza tula panzi udindo otsutsa boma. Samale pera madameji koma ulendo uno akumana nazo ndiri bechipani ine independent iwe ndiwe my running mate. Hey, mapulani yanga
again. So we are at the back half of the show now, where we return once again to the topic of Eid al-Fitr. Here's Bill Odidi in Nairobi with this special report on how people there are juggling the need to celebrate yet stay safe.
Assalamu alaikum. Greetings from Nairobi. I'm Bill Odidi, and this weekend we have a very special celebration. It's Eid al-Fitr, which marks the end of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. The Eid celebration comes amidst the COVID-19 pandemic, so clearly the occasion will be marked very differently from the traditional way of families and friends getting together to pray and rejoice. So I'm going to speak to a few people here in Nairobi to hear about their plans for this very different Eid celebration.
Na usimama na kumuamkua.
Shikamo.
My name is Abdulrazak Ingutia. So, well, during the Eid, it's going to be a very different day for me. I will not come to work like I have been through the entire period when COVID-19 has been in the country. Instead, I will just pray at home. I'll do my hobbies. Just my hobbies, which are 3D modeling, and also sometimes I compose instrumental music. That's what I'll be doing for the whole of that time. Perhaps gathering with my neighbors, who are very, very, very few. So that's what I'll basically be doing on that day.
My name is Fatima Sufi. To me, Eid means it's a happy day. And the difference between the other Eids and this Eid is that we used to have congregations. We used to go to the mosque to pray, have family gatherings, but now we can't. If you love your family, I would tell you to stay at home and keep them safe, and happy Eid. Nakupenda kama sukari, nakwambia kweli sisiri, ningekuwa
mimi tajiri, ningekununulia gari. And happy Eid to you, Fatma. Now, I'm also delighted to speak to Kenya musician Juma Tutu about the Eid celebration. Juma joins me on the phone from Mombasa. Hello, Juma. Jambo.
Jambo, Africa. Jambo, world. My name is Juma Tutu, a singer, composer, and saxophonist from Kenya. I would like to take this opportunity to congratulate all of us for gracing this year's unique fasting that saw us exercising social distance and following other directives issued by our governments to minimize the spread of the deadly coronavirus.
So, Juma, in what ways will this year's Eid be different with all the measures that are in place against the spread of COVID-19?
We won't be able to mingle with others for our traditional feasts and celebration. It has really not been easy. I personally spent most of this time composing new music, teaching, rehearsing individually and sometimes with my band, while also taking this opportunity to bond more with my family.
What is your message to people around the world during this period?
A huge percentage of the world's population right now is facing economical challenges caused by the pandemic, including myself and fellow musician that I know. Since all the gigs have been cancelled, have been suspended. But I'm urging all musicians around the world and all people to keep on holding on, as eventually we shall be able to defeat this disease.
Thanks for that positive message. Juma Tutu, Kenyan vocalist and saxophonist, speaking to us from the city of Mombasa, which is usually at the heart of the Eid celebrations. But clearly things will be very low-key this year due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we can play you something uplifting from Juma Tutu. The track is called Undugu, which means brotherhood. And I'm Bill Odidi from Nairobi. Happy Eid to you wherever in the world you may be celebrating this occasion. And now back to Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa.
Thanks, Bill. And happy Eid to all of you in Kenya from us here at VOA and Music Time in Africa. Okay, hey, everybody. So I've got two more songs for you, both from countries where Islam is the dominant religion and where Eid is being celebrated all over in its own unique way, of course, this year due to COVID-19. First up, from Tanzania, it's one of my favorite songs by Platinums featuring Khadija Kopa, Nasema Nawe.
Tomorrow, soon we'll show you.
Zingifuri, zingifuri, mizinga mala ukata. Uso mila desiduri, uso juo tungozo kakata. Uso iya na peduri, uongo umekuja. Kujifanya mashuhuri, kumbe chako mechaka. Anga, mwanza kumimi turufu, sigara saa.
This is Heather, and we are at the last song of the hour. I'm taking us to northern Mali with the iconic desert blues band Tinariwen. Yeah, we're gonna chill out and vibe to one of this band's classics from 2011. The song's called Tenede Takintasam. To all Malians, by the way, and everyone else celebrating Eid al-Fitr, Mubruk El Eid. Blues from Northern Mali by Tinariwen. It's time to say goodbye. Thank you so much for joining me today. And thanks also to the contributors of today's program, Bill Odidi, Samet Gaida, Kwame Ofori, and also to Yusuf Harande of the Hausa service here at VOA for his translation of the Hausa song Nigeria, and also to Usama Farak for his continuous support for this show and also for his Arabic pronunciation tips and translations. On our FM stations, we are live Saturday and Sunday at 1505 and at 2005 Universal Time. We're also on shortwave radio Friday at 09.0500 UTC, and again on Saturdays and on Sundays at 09.05, 1505, 2005, and 2205 Universal Time. Finally, you can always get the program online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful and stay safe.